Truckers Christmas Group is a nonprofit organization that helps truckers' families around this time of year, truckers in need, and that's what it's all about. In fact, Greg Manchester, my friend from Truckers Christmas Group, joins us right now. Greg, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. A conversation with you is always great, number one, because you're a great guy, and number two, because you're part of an organization doing great things, and number three, it reminds me that we're at a great time of year. But, you know, that's not the case for everyone. Sometimes families fall into hard times, and that's where organizations like yours, Truckers Christmas Group, comes in. So tell us where this all started. Give us the history on the organization.
Oh, believe it or not, Eric, we're into our 11th season now.
Wow.
And over the 11 years, we've helped 138 trucking families in need with over $82,000. And it's all thanks to the support we get from, you know, people like you and your great listeners. It all started back in 2008. And one guy on a social media site had some extra money one year. And he said, you know, I want to help out somebody in need. He didn't quite know how to do it. A few of us stepped up and came up with some ideas. And that's how that's how we were born, and it's just kept on going every year. A lot of the original members are still in the group, and a few years ago we actually formed a 501c3, and it's just amazing. You know, you hear so many heartbreaking stories at this time of year, and it's just a way we can give back to the community.
Yeah, it is incredible to watch this thing come together. Are there any stories? I know a lot of this information obviously is private and sometimes sensitive, but are there any stories from families in need, just obviously without names, that you can share with us that give us an example of who benefits from this effort?
We've had so many different stories over the year, and it's hard to really get into them all, but I know one that really stuck with me last year was a trucker. He'd been out and he pulled over. There was a car stopped. A log had fallen, a tree had fallen down across the road, and he went to stop to help the guy. Another car came along and didn't see the tree across the road, hit the tree, and ended up crushing the trucker against the front of his truck.
Oh, wow.
He was off work for quite a while. He was okay afterwards. It took a little recuperating on his part, but you know, we got him back in the seat. We got him through Christmas.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, you hear a lot of these, and
yeah.
You know, when you start talking to these people on the phone, and you know, especially if they start telling you their stories, and they get very emotional about it. And
right.
When we get a chance to be able to help one of these families, and Santa gives them a call there just before Christmas and tells them they've been selected, you know, there's nothing like hearing a growing truck driver cry.
Yeah. It's, you know, it really is sad. And we know that not everyone can help. But there are, if you're in the position to help, there are a couple of ways you can do that. So let's talk about that. First of all, how can people get involved in terms of donations?
They just go to our website, www.truckerschristmasgroup.org. They can make a donation right there on the site. And what we do every year, we have some amazing sponsors. You know, Red Eye Radio sends us a few things. Brake Safe, if you've got brakes and you don't have a brake safe on, you really need to check that product out. I love it. We have an OPS-1 oil filtration system, some amazing slow below wheel covers, those new solid wheel covers you see out there.
Nice.
There's going to be some Kevin Rutherford scan gauges. Volvo Trucks has come aboard this year for the first year, and they're going to be donating some apparel to our store. And we have this wonderful store on the website, and I'm talking to you a little earlier this year than we normally do. I have to remember to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, absolutely.
We don't usually get going too much before Thanksgiving, but this year what we're trying to do is we've kept all the products aside, and we're going to put them into the store on Black Friday.
Oh, nice.
And try to get them in there real early and get everybody get a chance to get on the website fast, because a lot of these items are one of a kind.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, you make a donation for the product, you not only get the product, we give you a tax receipt for it, too. So it's a tax deduction, too. And every penny we have donated to us, they go right to the families. I mean, we don't take money out for anything. We're all volunteers. We're all in the trucking industry.
Nice. I do want to throw in, Greg, if you don't mind, we want to thank our sponsors for being generous as well that help us help you. Cobra Electronics throwing in a really great CB radio, a 29LX Max CB radio that's going to be in the Christmas store. We've got a couple of items from Tough Tested, the power bank and floodlight, and also the Bigfoot solar battery pack. So House Lubricator has a really cool laptop briefcase, the soft side briefcase from House we're throwing in as well. So a few more items to add into the store there, courtesy of Red Eye Radio, but more importantly, our sponsors who are very generous, especially in efforts like this, and we greatly appreciate their items that we're putting into the store there to raise money for these families in need around this time of year. So give what you can while you can, and at some point, what will happen is all of the volunteers there at Truckers Christmas Group will get together and then start choosing families? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, the nominations will open up, and I believe they're closing around the 12th of December and around there. All the information's on the website, but you go to the website, and you'll see right at the top a link to the nomination form. Go on there, fill out the form, and then Santa's elves get busy, and they start going through all the nominations, and we contact the families, and we vet them out, and, you know, find out their stories, and you know, we usually end up having more families than we have money every year. So
we
go through them all and we select, you know, as a group, we have a voting committee and we go and select the families and we try to give a minimum of about $500 to each family. You know, something that's really going to make a difference for them.
And it's already underway. You can go to truckerschristmasgroup.org, truckerschristmasgroup.org. That's the website, and you'll see the list of sponsors, and as you mentioned, BreakSafe, OOIDA, also Flow Below, and others that have been able to back this great organization, as well as Red Eye Radio. We're very proud to be and honored to be a part of it. Just doing a little bit to get the awareness out and helping to raise some money in the store. I'm also on a personal level a proud donor myself. I just think it's a worthy effort, maybe a little bit of giving back over the years for the truckers that have not only supported me in what I do here for a living, but of course in making sure that I've got everything I need and delivering the goods and making the sacrifices, including Christmas Day. I remember one time, Greg, this was years ago, traveling on a small stretch of highway 287 in Texas. And it was back when my maternal grandfather was trucking. That was the highway that he traveled most often. And so it was interesting because I remember one of my then young children saying, wow, there are a lot of trucks out here today. And I said, well, they're out here every day. I mean, you're going to need stuff tomorrow and you're going to need stuff the next day. And, you know, part of the basic lesson of how we get our stuff. And that never really exits my mind, my chain of thought. Not only here, but at home. So just a little bit of giving back. And if you can, please do. Whether it's $5, $10, every little bit helps because it's going to a family in need. And I think this industry is really great about reaching out and doing something for others, especially truckers that are in need. So, Greg, listen, thank you so much. Anything else that you'd like to share with us before we let you go?
No, thank you. I mean, no amount is too small. And on a personal level, Eric, I mean, you walk the walk and you talk the talk and you do, you know, I get vouched for that. You donate personally to us every year, and that is very much appreciated on top of all you do with us here. And, you know, if there's any companies out there that would like to donate a product to our store, please get a hold of me. I can make arrangements, and we can also, you know, give a tax receipt for those donations there, and every little bit helps.
Yeah. Great organization, Greg. Great efforts to all of those at Truckers Christmas Group behind the scenes that work so hard this time of year to help families. Thank you. It is just tremendous that you guys are doing this, and we are glad to be a part of it. So, Greg, make sure you let me know how things are going. We'll follow along at truckerschristmasgroup.org. And thank you so much for being here. Be safe. Have a great Thanksgiving and a great Christmas season. We greatly appreciate it. Greg Manchester with Truckers Christmas Group. Brother, we'll talk to you again soon. Come back.
You take care. Say happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Red Eye Radio.